A storm-free weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Everyone at the Health and Wealth Show reminds you, freedom isn't free. The next time you see a man or woman in uniform, thank them for their service. That goes for law enforcement officers, firefighters, and all first responders as well. America is still the greatest nation on the face of the earth. If we work together and trust in God, we can keep it that way. This message has been brought to you by the Health and Wealth Show.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Time once again for the Legal Disclaimer.
All matters discussed during the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Oh, well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
Oh, that's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Earnest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances. You know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
Time now for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Yes, hello everyone. Mr. Knowledge here at Knowledge Labs. And I am Mr. Knowledge because I know everything. And today we're talking to my scientist friend from Russia who simply goes by the name Igor. How are you, Igor?
Mr. Knowledge, I am doing well.
And you have brought us something today. You know, in these strange times we're living in, a lot of us are now required to wear surgical masks when we go outside to halt the spread of disease. Now, Igor has come up with a new mask, and what it does, well, explain it to him, Igor.
Yes, Mr. Knowledge, the mask, you breathe in, but you do not breathe back out through your mouth or nose.
Well, that is very interesting. Here, let me put one on.
Well, it's kind of comfortable. It's not very bad at all, and I'm breathing normally now. So the air does not come back out through your nose or through your mouth. That way people don't get infected if you have any sort of virus or anything. Can you tell me where the air comes back out from? Well, Mr. Knowledge, it is kind of hard to explain.
Yes, but I know the air has to come out somewhere, because if it didn't, you'd explode.
That is correct, Mr. Knowledge. You would indeed explode.
Does it come out through the ears?
No.
Does it seep out around the eyeball?
No, not there either.
Well, this is a very interesting invention, and perhaps later in private you can tell me where the air comes back out from. That's very interesting to me.
Yes, I would be glad to tell you later.
Oh, and by the way, I understand that a very high-ranking official in the government was instrumental in getting you the funding to develop this project. Is that right?
Yes, Mr. Knowledge, that is correct.
Can you tell me his name?
Yes.
Well, what was it?
Putin.
Join us again next time for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Well, Igor, thank you for coming in today and showing us your new invention. And on your way out, could you crack a window for me? I think Mrs. Knowledge left something burning on the stove.
In 1776, the American colonists decided that enough was enough, and the revolution began. Now, in 2021, it seems that the patience of Americans is about to reach its limits once again. From our super secret studio, where we have a front row seat to the shenanigans from the swamp, David Ernest presents The Health and Wealth Show. Tonight, you will hear all about the revolution and how it will affect you and your money. Now, welcome a gentleman. He's not a Yankee, he's not a doodle, but he sure is dandy. A warm welcome, please, for David Ernest.
There he is.
Thank you. Thank
with
you.
His dandy thank self you. Over there. How you doing, man?
I've got a feather hat in my hat, though.
You know where that came from, don't you? Stuck a feather in my hat and called it macaroni?
Where'd it come from?
Macaroni in those days kind of meant like if you see somebody now and they kind of woo looking, you know, like kind of fancy looking, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like they dress kind of like they might be, I don't know how to say it other than they might be playing for the other team, you know? That was said to
like
be,
yes,
don't he look macaroni? And that was a saying.
You
back
know,
then.
Things change over time. Meetings are different, but they have the similarities. Yeah.
Now it's rice-a-roni. Well,
rice-a-roni. Yeah, it's another thing, a San Francisco treat.
There you go.
Uh-oh. I do hear, I've been to San Francisco, and it really does have a ding ding and hoot hoot and all that stuff on those cable cars. You know, and there really is a hill there that if you fall down into it, probably break your crown. I forget what it's called, but it's a very winding road, mm-hmm. sort of like the Beatles song, you know, the long and winding road.
Right.
Anyway, we are in a long and winding situation. You might call it a long and winding road. We are in another revolution. Some folks seem to think we're in another revolution. Some folks have said that we're in a cold war, and some folks have said now it's a hot war, but it is a revolution. Yeah. We heard that Texas, some folks in Texas are saying secession. Now, before you start blowing up my phone here and saying, hey, this can't happen, this should happen, or whatever, you know, this is just rumblings, you know. Have you ever heard of a volcano? Before it goes off, it just rumbles. It might rumble for 100 years here and off and on. Remember St. Helen?
Oh, yeah.
In Washington.
Yeah.
It rumbled for a long time, and then they said, hey, we're about to blow. It's about to blow. Mm-hmm. People wouldn't believe it. They didn't believe it. And what happened? It blew its lid.
It did.
So the American people are about to blow their lids. You know, we are getting to the point in time that we don't trust anything. You know, one of the things that angers me the most is, okay, if they didn't steal the vote, mm-hmm. I'll give you a benefit that maybe they didn't. Then let me see, let someone of validity see the ballots and let them view the hard drive. Don't say, no, you don't have to do that. It's okay. It's okay. We're in your side. Really? So you're robbing us, man. I mean, look at, is it 1776 again? You know, what was it over, and what was the war over in 1776? It was over a lot of things. They say, well, it was over our freedoms. Freedoms? Why do people want freedoms? They want the freedom to have their own economics not being robbed from them.
Right.
That's what it boils down to.
Right.
When you start trying to rob someone's economics, their money, their wealth, you can call it freedom. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But it boils down to one thing. They're robbing us blind. And we see it. We see these foreigners coming in from outside of the United States, coming in from Mexico. I love Mexicans, Mexico. They're great folks. Europeans, wherever they come from, China, whatever. But when they come in here illegally and they don't do anything for us, what do they do to us? They rob us.
They drag us down.
They drag us down. You know, the reason why we like, labor from Mexico, and they've liked it for a long time, is because it was cheap labor. Now they're trying to fix it where it's not cheap labor.
Mm-hmm.
They may be picking apples and grapes and things like that, but you're going to have to pay them a big retirement plan. Look what happened to GM. We were buying the cars. We're buying the vehicles. We were paying them very good. And now we have to bail out their retirement plan to boot.
Right.
And we probably didn't even own a Ford or a Chevrolet. What's right about that? People are getting ticked off. This is like 1776 again. In other words, we need freedom. We're trying to stand up for our rights. And look, we had Mo Brooks and Senator Tommy Tuberville, not Shelby. Shelby didn't stand up. He backed off because he's got 10, 15, 20 million coming to him anyway, so he could care less.
Right.
He's told, he said, I've done all I'm going to do. Just let you guys go to you know where. So anyway, and I'm paraphrasing my view of it. But anyway, Tommy Tuberville stood up and said, look, guys, I'm going to stand up for you. I've stood up for Auburn when I was the coach. You know, I stood up for the players. I'm going to stand up for the people who elected me. My hat's off to Tommy Tuberville, even though I'm an Alabama fan sometimes and not many times. But I am an Auburn fan, too, when they're not playing Alabama. So anyway, here's the thing. We have a great state of Alabama. If you go back in history, there were at least 9 recent wars that were fought really over commodities, money, resources,
mm-hmm.
the bottom line, you know. When you go back, well, let's look at China. Right now, these recent tensions over the disputed South China Sea has drawn a lot of attention to folks. And you've got this chicken, you know what? I'm not going to say the word, but I feel like saying it.
I'm near the button. I'm near the button, so if you need to say it, go ahead.
Wanting to give away all of our stuff and let China run through, you know, our resources and give them the South China Sea, let Japan suffer, let Hong Kong be given away, all these things that were good for us, he's making backdoor deals. Why? Who knows? I mean, like, according to Hunter Biden, the things we heard about them, there was a lot of money being coming into their coffers, you know, but now we can't do anything about it. They tried to do something about it on the 6th, and now they've labeled our president, and they've labeled Mo Brooks, and they've labeled Senator Tommy Tuberville as anarchists and all these other crazy things, but when really they stood up for us, okay? Mm-hmm. Now you have Texas considering secession. You know, I'm not saying they're going to do it. Hope they don't. Hope it doesn't get to that. But why is all this going on? People are angry. People are scared. You know, and there's a lot of other things that's gone in the past. You know, Pearl Harbor. Everybody knows, they say, remember Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
Really, what was Pearl Harbor all about? Why did they try to cripple us, hit us, you know, where it hurt? They didn't want a war with the United States. They were trying to cripple us. A lot of their so-called experts said the United States will not do anything. But they really woke up a sleeping giant.
Right.
You know, and it was over commodities. They were trying to do some things with, you know, over in China and other places, they were trying to get their resources, and they wanted us out of the way because, you know, we're going to defend them. Oh, okay. Now you look at the German invasion of Russia. You know, that was over commodities too. They say, you know, a lot of people. Well, you know, why do you think They say, oh, it's Nazism. It's a, no. Yeah, that's what took over the government. But really and truly, they wanted their resources. You get it?
Right.
Okay. This is 1776. Why did we create a new Tea Party a few years ago? And why did the IRS try to destroy them a few years ago? Money, power, commodities, wealth. These are the reasons why they want your wealth, and it will destroy your health. A lot of people get in stress and distress, and it destroys them because the stock market crashes, you know, or they lose something in their commodities, or whatever happens. Trade goes down. War creates problems. People go off to war. They come back maimed, and then they got to, they don't have the resource to work anymore, so right. The government has to pay that, and rightly so. So why are we so patriotic? Because we were standing together in 1776. Yankee Doodle Dandies we were. Dandy folks, we still are. Why can't we stand together now? I tell you, folks, from my viewpoint, the reason why we're not standing together now is not because of all you good folks out there that have been here for a long time. You know, your folks came from wherever they came from. A lot of them came from England and other places like that originally. But everybody that's been here and immigrated properly, they established this country, and that's what this country is based upon. But this country was not based upon people working very hard. It's conserving their assets, and then to be raped and stolen by outside sources that came in and said, okay, here we are, pass. Give us something. Oh, hey, President-elect fake Biden, we will vote for you if you'll give us a goodie. What's the goodie, sir? Give us a retirement plan. Give us Social Security. Give us Medicare for all. And then, Mr. Socialism guy says, yes, give it to him. Give it to him, Bernie Sanders. This is going on. We have got to back up our representatives that stood up for us. Now, we're going to be talking to some. We're looking at this. We've invited them, and they seem to be interested. Mo Brooks says he wants to do it. I've heard that Barry Moore probably wants to do it. Right now, they're sequestered. I got a text message from Mo Brooks yesterday. He said, I want to do it, but right now Pelosi's got us, you know, and she's up there working on shaming the president, running him off, and shaming Mo Brooks. Yes.
Well, I saw something a minute ago. You know, they have impeached him.
Yes, they've
done that, but they cannot have a trial after he leaves office.
Well, that's what we've been hearing. I've heard both ways. Mm-hmm. I trust that probably they can't have a trial. I'm not an attorney, and I think there's a lot of stuff about the Constitution that people fight over, argue over, you know, sort of like religion and other things they argue over. But the thing is, what's right's right, what's wrong's wrong. We'll find a way. But here's the problem from my perspective. We're being robbed. We're being robbed of our assets, and that's why everyone is upset. Trump came in, he deregulated everything. The economy boomed. And unemployment went down spectacular. The stock market went through the ceiling and still is. Why do you think all of that? He put it on course by doing the things he did. Now they're backing up and they're saying, wait a minute, what's going to happen next? What's next? All of a sudden, someone's going to put the foot on the brake, the economy, and strip the gears, so to speak.
Yeah.
And are we going to have strife, internal wars, or civil wars, cold civil wars, hot civil wars? We already had it, as they called, an insurrection. I wouldn't call it an insurrection. I'd call it a bunch of pissed off people saying, you ain't getting my stuff, is what I call it. Now, it's a shame that those people died. But I tell you right now, Mo Brooks and Tommy Tuberville, And our president did not advocate those deaths. You know as well as I know, when you get a lot of people angry, have you ever seen, I call it the stampede effect. Have you ever seen cattle that you could control once they become very angry? Are stampeding? You try it, see what happens to you. You know, wrong or right, and there was a lot of wrong.
Right.
And I say there was a lot of wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be, you know, it was a disgrace. But really, what it boils down to is the basic reasons why these people went to Washington. Trump can't make everybody go to Washington. People are frustrated, angry, and not only are they frustrated and they're angry, but they're worried to death about their futures. Look at how many guns have been purchased recently and ammunition and how much all this has happened.
A lot.
And look at people that are rolling their money out of the stock market. As we speak, we're getting a lot of activity. Why do you think people are doing this? Because they're scared, and so am I, of what could happen if this continues to go on. These natural resources, our money supply, all these other things could get in gridlock, and that's not going to be good in the future. If it happens, we could have a devastation of magnitude that we've never had in this country.
Right.
So is this 1776 all over again? We'll find out. But here's the thing. We've got to support the folks that stood up for us. You know, do you think from one moment that when England tried to tax us, remember there's when you took your American history, the Stamp Act, I think it was called the Stamp Act mm-hmm. of 1775 or something like that. They wanted to tax everything that was paperwork. They said, well, we can't tax this. We can't tax. We'll just tax everything. Everything. People said, no, you can't tax all my activities, you know, buying land, whatever you did. There had to be any kind of authorization, had to be a stamp on it, and England was getting the goody. So here we come. You've got Pelosi and all of those folks that come out of California and all those broke states that are letting all those massive amount of people in, coming to us very soon, if not now, saying, we want your stuff so we can pay for what we've screwed up. Sort of like England did. What did we do then? We did have an insurrection. It was called a lot of things. It was called the war between the colonies and the empire. But also, we broke off from them. Now, they tried to do this in the Civil War. And why do you think this was going on? I've done a lot of reading. The Civil War, yes, slavery did, was the cause. Slavery came out of the need for them to have, you know, natural resources, cotton. Let me tell you one moment, for one moment, did the North give a you-know-what about whether a person was a slave or not? All they cared about was stealing the resources of the South, and the South stood up for themselves, but, you know, we had a bloody war. Okay, we don't want to go that far. You don't want to go that far. And, of course, after everything was said and done, you've heard this old saying, if I can't have it, you can't have it either. Have you seen this?
Yes.
You know, people are people, countries are countries, and regions are regions. From my perspective, what they're telling us right now, and they're telling the Trump folks, they're telling people that supported Trump, if you can't have it, if we can't have it, you can't have it either. We'll destroy it. Okay, we're gonna tax you. We're gonna do whatever we got to do to get your resources, and we're gonna redistribute them. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is all about, guys. This is not about anything but robbing us blind. It's what this is about. This is about control of the masses. This is about, why do you think they're trying to shut down the information? Why do you think Parler was shut down? Why do you think Trump was shut down? Why do you think all these things are being shut down? To control us, to keep us ignorant, to keep us naked of the fact, you know, is that old saying, naked and pregnant, you know, we are being controlled by those powers to be. And they're in cahoots with the technologies and all these other folks. Why do they want to do that? Because there's wealth. Look, guys, look at the natural resources and the commodities that came out of the Iraq war and still are.
Mm-hmm.
Oil was an important thing. In Afghanistan, and minerals are an important thing. Look, commodities and wealth, or if you want to call it money, it generates money and wealth, they're all connected. Why do they want us to help them pay for the mistakes that they've made? Because they don't want to lose their wealth. They want to use our wealth. And we don't like it. Now, there's other ways to make it disappear, from my perspective. One of them is to pull the plug on the stock market and let it crash. And I do think that's one of the things they're going to do. You know, and you know, me being an asset preservationist and also someone who's going to speak up my mind and tell you what I think that, folks, we got to get ready. We've got to get ready. This is not over by a long shot. We've got a long way to go. But we've got to protect what we have. You know, we don't want to give up our guns. We don't want to give up our lives. We don't want to give up our family, you know, to outsiders that don't belong. And if they do, and listen, if you come in here under the EB-5 or the EB-1, you pay this nation, you know, $250 to $1 million. Come on in. And then if you got a, you know, a wealth of knowledge about how to make this economy great, come on in. But if you're coming in sneaky and you're trying to get in here and steal the Social Security and steal Medicare for all, get out of here. We don't want you.
No.
We don't want you. You don't belong in here. And do not crash our stock market. Don't crash our system. Guys, we've got to protect ourselves individually. Protect your assets at all costs right now. If you're older, you have got to be thinking about the things that are going on. Now, we're going to be having Mo Brooks and hopefully Barry Moore and some others come in and let them give their perspective of what they are doing for us, because we have got to try to protect them. And we'll probably start having some pizza over at Mr. G's or someplace like that and let them call in like we did before. But, you know, we're coming up on a break here. Did you want to add anything, Rusty, to the show?
Well, we've got about a minute before we need to start getting into the break. The thing is, I believe you've talked with Mo Brooks since the other day when Governor Ivey kind of jumped on him about standing up to oppose the impeachment and all the other stuff that the election, actually, when they were finalizing that. And you actually have the rebuttal that he wrote.
Yes, I do.
And I thought
actually we could read some of that.
Yeah, I thought maybe we could talk some about that and let everybody know that, you know, from what he said, right, the man is, you know, he's got a sterling record. I mean, he's just a upstanding guy.
It's unbelievable. When we come back from the break, I'm going to read some of Mo Brooks' rebuttal. Mm-hmm. And if anyone wants a copy of this rebuttal, he's given me permission. This is what he turned over to Congress, why he believes in and why he did what he did and why he does what he does. And he said, share this with anyone, you know, that wanted to see this rebuttal. It's about 11 pages.
It's quite lengthy, but he covers a lot of stuff.
And so we can't really read it all on the radio, but we can highlight it some. But guys, when I read this, I was so proud of this guy. I was proud of him anyway. But he just lays it out there. He knows that we are really near a revolution, and he's standing up for our rights.
There you go. And I guess if I can find my stuff here, there you are. We could go ahead and get into this break, get that done, and then we'll come back and talk more about Mo Brooks and Tommy Tuberville and the things they're doing, and maybe some more about the proceedings today where they voted to impeach President Trump. I think it's just a lot of... There's a lot of chest thumping and a lot of just bull, if you really want to know what I think about it. Yeah. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We'll be back with more health and wealth. Don't go away.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Oh, well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
Oh, that's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances, you know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. Now, did you know that you can call David Ernest day or night at 279-7431?
I knew that.
Well, did you know that David Ernest has a website, retirewithernest.com?
I knew that, too.
Well, how about David's on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Ernest?
I'm way ahead of you.
Well, you just seem to be full of information. Is there anything you don't know?
Well, I've often wondered how you have been on the radio so long and have so little talent.
You can be replaced, you know.
That's mean.
Yeah, I'm a mean old no-talent man. Now, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, David Ernest.
Thank you.
There he is, as the music fades away, and we come back. Now, you've got Mo Brooks' rebuttal to what Kay Ivey said. Now, I don't even remember. I don't even know what she said. I just know she was.
Kay Ivey didn't say anything good. It was not good. But this is not what Kay Ivey said. You can Google what Kay Ivey said. Mm-hmm. And when I read it, I was ashamed of what I read. I would just take.
Wow.
It was sticking a knife in the back of our Republican representatives, and it was almost like Pelosi was talking. I couldn't believe my ears. But anyway, Mo Brooks' rebuttal to the allegations of improper speech is the name of this. I want to just read a few paragraphs of what he put in here. As one of America's most effective conservative leaders, I defend my honor and reputation against George Orwellian, 1984 socialist Democrat politics of personal destruction, the same attack strategy used in 2012 against then President candidate Mitt Romney, and nonstop, he says, against President Trump with false Russian collusion charges and the 2019 sham impeachment effort. And of course, now there's the second one effort. So he said, let's be clear. This entire smear campaign is about intimidating, censoring, you hear that word, censoring, and suppressing the ability of American citizens to fight at the ballot box, the efforts of socialist Democrats to seize control of this United States of America. Guys, we are in a war. We got a person right here who's representative here is trying to defend us.
Right.
He's trying to tell. He goes on and he quotes some words from Martin Luther King, peace, true peace is not merely the absence of tension, is the presence of justice. And then he goes on and says, you know, this great state of Alabama, he asked the members of Congress to bear these words at home, et cetera. Okay, he goes on into his background. He says he's never smoked tobacco, he don't consume alcohol, he's never taken illegal drugs, he's never been accused or convicted of any felonies or misdemeanors. In half a century of driving, he's never had a DUI, reckless driving ticket, or even a speeding ticket. He said, I did misjudge a traffic light and deservedly got a ticket, but that is it. I never had a vehicle wreck in which anyone claimed I was at fault. I've been married to my wife for 44 years. We have been faithful to each other. We raised four children, three of whom are married and one engaged. They gave us 10 grandchildren. And he goes on and talks about a lot of things that he's done. 36 years as a public servant. You know, he is an attorney. He's a trained attorney, et cetera. And then he goes on into the accusations. Accusation flaw one, he says, this censor resolution, in other words, they're trying to censor him, alleges that Representative Bo Brooks addressed a rally in Washington, D.C., attended by numerous members of known extremists and anti-government groups, including the Proud Boys, Boogaloo Boys, Oath Keepers, etc., who would shortly afterwards march to seize the United States Capitol. That statement is meaningless, he said, because it omits a key fact. They failed to allege that I knew any of that. Why? Because I did not know any of that, he said. He didn't know any of that. And for the record, I have never knowingly associated or communicated with any of these groups in my life, and certainly had no inkling that any of these groups were part of the Trump rally. That gets back to the fact that they were influenced, and a lot of folks think that Antifa influenced them. There's a lot of stuff coming out that shows that there was. Of course, there was a lot of what we would call extreme right. Do you not think there's a lot of extreme left?
Oh, yeah.
Antifa, you know, that's like the pot calling the kettle black. You know, accusation flaw. I'm just going through this real fast. Accusation flaw, too. He said the censor resolution alleged, whereas Representative Mo Brooks did exhorted the audience, today is the day American patriots start taking down names and kicking ass, he said. Okay? Don't press the button. While I did utter those words, what is deceitfully omitted, he says, is the immediately preceding sentence that begins with, but let's be clear, regardless of today's outcome, the 2022 and the 2024 elections are right around the corner. This was all political. This was not to activate folks to run through the Capitol and try to take over, okay? And no one had any ideas, he claimed. And, of course, we got 11 pages of this. And, of course, why are they picking on our guy? Why are they picking on the person who just stood up and said, and I'm just going to paraphrase it, if there was no stolen votes, why won't you let us view the ballots, examine the ballots,
right,
and examine hard drives? Why? Why won't you? If you're innocent, why won't you let us look at what happened? What, you know, if there's nothing wrong in there, then you won't be caught doing anything wrong if you let us look at it. You know, what went wrong with the freedoms of us as mm-hmm. citizens to be able to as a court ourselves examine what actually happened and have experts in there to do it? Why is it that the liberal side, the Pelosi's, the Biden's, the Bernie Sanders, the Elizabeth Warren's, why is it that they get to say everything that gets to be done and we are trash? Why is that? You know, they're just the 45% trash. Let's let the rest of these people come in from the outside and better not say anything bad about us because you're causing trouble. We'll shut you up. Hmm. Now, it just so happens I do not belong. I'm not a member of the Congress of the United States. I am a private citizen with a private business. You better not try to shut us up. We are American citizens, and we're supposed to have freedom of speech. But what are they doing behind our backs to steal our resources? You know, they don't want you to know what they're doing behind our backs to steal our resources, to destroy our stock market, to destroy our assets, to take over our government and give our resources to people coming in from the outside. Is this right? Is it right to give someone something that they don't deserve, that you worked so hard for to get yourself? I don't think so. And I don't think that it's not being Christian. How many Christians go out and say, listen, I want to put my family in jeopardy, therefore I'm going to give everything to a Chinese? I don't think so. I want to put my family in jeopardy. So if anybody jumps over the wall, let me write them a check for everything I have. Or for, hey, why don't you just tax it 40% when he transfers to my family's the next generation, get rid of that step up with capital gains and just give it to them and buy all the boats you want. Let's just turn into a socialistic nation while we're at it. What's wrong with this picture?
It's just too many of our rights have already gone out the window. And I'm not talking about just the American people, the people who were actually born in this country. You know, people have come to this country in the right way and been naturalized as citizens. They're the ones, too, who are getting hurt. It's not just the people who come in and are expecting to get everything for free because they've been told, come on in, you'll get everything for free. But there are people who have come here seeking refuge in our country and, like I said, became naturalized, became citizens, and they're at stake too.
Right. But just to keep us shifting left, you don't want to bribe votes. Why? Now, here's the thing that Bo Brooks said later on page 8. Why? The reckless, defamatory, deceitful nature of the sense of resolution they're trying to put on him begs the question of why would socialist Democrats go to such lengths to deceitfully slander and defame the reputation of an honorable member of the opposition party? Perhaps I can share a few possible motives, he says. Motive number one, hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
There is no end to the hypocrisy of socialist Democrats who are so often willing to condemn what they themselves do. How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
I submit the following quotes in the absence of any censorship efforts regarding them, evidence how hypocritical this censor resolution is. In 2019, Congressman Castro stated, "We'll also fight him, Trump, in the streets." In 2020, Congressman Maxine Waters stated, and if you see anybody from the cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out, you create a crowd, you push them back, and you tell them they're not welcome here anymore.
She's nuttier than a squirrel's breath, I'm going to tell you.
In 2018, former Attorney General Eric Holder said, Michelle Obama always says that, you know, when you go low, we go high. No, when they go low, we kick them. That's what this new Democratic Party is about. In 2020, he said, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris encouraged people to help post bail out for violent protesters in Minnesota, which she posted. If you're able to, chip in now to the MN Freedom Fund to help post bail for these protesters on the ground in Minnesota. In 2020, Congressman Cora Bush stated, we disrupt peace because lives are on the line. No, I won't coddle you or baby you by giving you a peaceful protest. Get a backbone. Get some fight in you, she said. We're putting our lives on the line because black people are, and it stops now. No justice. They're advocating people to be violent.
Mm-hmm. They are.
So I say what's good for the goose is good for the gander. They're hypocritical. The right wing is a bunch of good folks that worked hard, and Mo Brooks knows this, and he has worked hard to help us preserve our union, our republic, and he gets this. What kind of country are we living in?
Well, I saw something the other day, and, you know, Mo Brooks, Tommy Tuberville, and any of the rest of the folks that stood up against this may find themselves on the outside. That's not a good thing. But no. I read an old Indian proverb, and when I say Indian, I mean Native American. You got to remember, you got your left wing, you got your right wing, mm-hmm. but they're both on the same bird. I'm telling you, I really believe
can't fly without a boat.
that the country has, or not the government, not our country, but the government has sunk to such low levels that they got their hands out. What kind of money can you give me to get what you want and make me rich? And I think this is spread from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party. There are just a few, maybe even some on both sides, that don't buy into this. They don't buy into the corruption, and that you got to do this over here because I'm way up above you here, and I'm above the law, and you're not. That's what it's looking like, and I tell you the truth, I think we've got a worse problem than we did in 1776, because our enemy in those days was across the ocean, and now they're right here in our country with us. So yeah, it's a big old mess. It's a big old mess.
It's a big mess.
And the only thing we can hope for is the earth to open, and for Washington D.C. to drop into it, because what was it Obi-Wan Kenobi said? Never will you find a more wretched place of scum and villainy or something. I have to get the actual quote, but
we talked to Mo Brooks about that. I said, because listen, if you go and Google Mo Brooks, mm-hmm. and I'm sure he wouldn't mind me telling you this, he is on the lower 10 or 20% of wealth in the Congress. He's not the kind of guy who went up there to try to rape the system. They don't want him in there. They want to maim him mm-hmm. and blame him and get rid of him because he stood up for what's right, and they want to continue to rob us, you know, and then rob us in the name of some kind of glorified reason, you know, and label all of us Republicans as extreme rightist.
Mm-hmm.
And label us as crazy, as lazy. We're not lazy. If anybody's lazy, it's them, because they're the ones that don't want to work. They want to print the money and just redistribute it. Okay? So redistribution of wealth is going to continue for a while, mm-hmm. especially if they get in there. We're going to have some massive dilution. We'll probably end up with some massive inflation on the tail end of things. Right now, we're kind of low because, you know, we're in such a hole economically. Nobody's right. doing anything. Mm-hmm. Stock market's booming. Nobody understands why the stock market's booming. Doesn't make sense. It's crazy, man. You know, people keep buying all this stuff, and it keeps going up. They said, I read the other day, they said it would take 6,000 years for Tesla to be worth what it's worth now. And I said, 6,000 years? Man, that's crazy. 1.25 million per car, they said. There's no way a car is going to pull $1.25 million of profit. Guys, if you're buying that stuff, I'm afraid for you. We're in such a bubble right now, a bubble, a world of trouble. Get ready. Get your life ready. You know, the old preacher says, get ready for salvation. I say, get ready for the salvation of your retirement. Let's make that retirement stable so that it'll have an afterlife, after the crash life, if you want to call it that. We need to protect our assets, guys. Don't trust the system. The system has already screwed us over. The system has already delivered extreme liberalism, and extreme socialism is around the corner. Do not fall for the fallacy of this stuff. Wall Street will see what's going on, in my opinion, and Wall Street will see the fallacy around the corner. And Wall Street will fall again, as it has before.
Right.
Many times. Don't be part of it if you can avoid it.
Right.
If you're younger, it's not going to affect you as much. Just keep on keeping on. But if you're in the next 5 years of retirement or so, maybe 10, you know, remember, history repeats itself. In 1929, the stock market went down 90%. Within that year, it came back up 73%. Before it was all over, it was back down to the 90%. And of course, it was going up and down and sideways. And we had two recessions, depressions, one in 1933 and one in 1937. But it didn't come back. If you had money in 1929 in just the general stock market, you didn't get your value back with inflation and everything till 1954.
That's
now,
like
how many people lived that long without having to draw any money?
That's over a generation, isn't it?
So don't get caught. You can get caught. I understand they talk about all these great things, and I hope they're right. And if they are, we can make money with the system. We'll make money. But don't get caught sideways in a complete explosion, of, not of dollars, a complete explosion of the foundation of your retirement plan.
And, David, we're not out of time. We've got a few minutes left. But before we move on, I wanted to mention that if you've been listening tonight and you agree with what you hear and you're thinking, you know, I better do something to make sure that my retirement is there when I get ready to retire because the government ain't going to help me out. You need to pick up your phone and call David Ernest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call him right now. Set up a free, totally free consultation, no obligation. And I guarantee if you go in there with an open mind and sit down, you might want to take something to take some notes with because you will learn something. You will find out something that you didn't know about money and how you can protect yours and put it to your best into your best interest by moving into one of David's programs that he sets up. 279-7431. You can call that number any time of the day or night, 279-7431. Leave a message. You'll get to talk to David. You'll get to talk to Too Tall Matthew or even Princess Leah. One of the three, they'll all work together to make things better for you as far as your money goes. Now, if you got, if your feet hurt, they can't help that. But they can help take the load off. How about this? See how I did that?
That sounds good.
279-7431. Call David Ernest today.
You know, thank you very much, Rusty.
Yes, sir.
Really good.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
You know, I don't like to come across as a doomsday sayer, a prophet of doom and Dr. Doom and all these things they tell me, you know, I do want to tell folks you've got to be careful with your retirement money if you're older. You know, if you're younger, you get time to lose it and get it back. You've got time, you know, the market does recover. Sometimes it might take 25 years, but it will recover. You know, if you're 25, you'll be 50 when it gets back if you did what it did. I don't want to see those times again. I don't think we'll ever see it that bad again. I hope not. But can you risk a bad 5 years? Can you risk a bad 10 years? Can you risk it going down 50, 60, 70, 80, or even 90%? I don't think it would, but it could. What would that do to you? You know, it's going to put stress on the system. What if we get into a revolutionary war kind of thing that's going on? I mean, I see all the, listen, the stock market's not going like that. If we start having, you know, a lot of problems like what happened in Washington the other day, mm-hmm. and we don't have, our economy don't come back like they think it'll come back, don't think that stock market's going to stay there. I don't think it will, but it could, but I sincerely doubt it. I just think it's setting really high and really ready to roll downhill, but that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm sticking with it. But, you know, in asset preservation, we fix it where if that happens, you still got your retirement money.
Right.
We fix it so if something bad happens, you still can have a good life, maybe even a better one, because if the stock market did drop, maybe we would have massive deflation and your dollars would be worth more. We don't know. That's the problem. The problem is we don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows but the good Lord. You can hear anybody. I'm not saying I know what's going to happen. I don't. I just have gut instincts, and so far they've been pretty good. You know, and right now, you know, we have gut instincts of what's going to happen to us as Republicans and conservatives mm-hmm. the next 2 years. They're not going to be very good, guys. Why? Because we don't have as much say-so.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to, you know, when someone has control over you, what do they do to you? They control you.
Yeah.
They take your stuff. They tax you. They redistribute the wealth. These things will not be good for us. We have got to get in protection mode. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Be aware. Start coming to some meetings when Mo Brooks is here with us and maybe Barry Moore will call in. We're going to start having meetings. You know, you don't have to invest with me. You don't have to invest with me. You can come as a patriot and let's talk about what we can do as humans, human beings, to protect each other and our families in other ways. You know, it's just we need to be aware of what they're going to do to us these next 2 years, these next 4 years. We've got to band together. We've got the people up there that are trying to help us, and they're trying to destroy them. They're trying to take Mo Brooks out. I heard they even wanted to have a vote where they could take him and all the other representatives out of Congress and out of the Senate and get rid of them. Guys, that is not, that's not something free. That's like a socialistic program to rule us. You know, if who we vote for is removed or muzzled, our voices have been removed and muzzled. When they muzzle Mo Brooks and they muzzle Barry Moore and they try to muzzle our coach, Tommy Tuberville, it's just like they're muzzling us. And when they try to take our money away and give it to someone else, it's just like they're stealing our money, because they are. And when they destroy our stock market and our values and all of our churches, and they bring in and they try to kill the babies that are being born, they're sinning against the world, they're sinning against God, and they're trying to destroy our assets. We have got to defend ourselves. You've got to be aware of what's going on. You know, and is this, look, it's good. We still have freedom of speech to some extent. They, listen, they're trying to shut it down. Hey, listen, did you realize that Mark Levine, who is a talk radio host, Ashley, for Cumulus Broadcasting, they told him the other day, if he said one more word about the boat being stolen, he's fired. Rick Peters, don't fire me. No, Rick Peters won't fire us. Why? Because Rick Peters is one of us. He is a patriot. You know, and it's a shame that Cumulus does not want this. And I'm not bad-mouthing Cumulus. I'm just saying a company that big would try to destroy Mark Levine. And, you know, this is not something we need to broadcast to Birmingham. Because we, you know what I'm saying?
I'm hip. I'm with you.
The station up there is a Cuma station. But anyway, so here's the thing. You know, should we be censored? Should we be controlled? Are we cattle? You know, what are we? Are we humans or are we cattle? Are we children or are we adults?
I'm thinking we're becoming a nation of the persecuted. Not prosecuted, but the persecuted.
They persecuted Jesus.
Well, yeah.
They hung him on a cross.
Uh-huh.
What do they want to do with us? Do they want to take everything we got and destroy us like they did him? I mean, look, guys, you have got to be ready for this. You got to own your guns, keep your guns, have your bullets, and be aware. Have the education of what you can do with your assets. Have the education of what you can do to protect your representation in Congress and Senate. This is supposed to be a free country. It's not supposed to be censoring our voices. They're trying to do it. And it, for all I know, they may kind of try to come in and censor me. I think they probably will want to, but hopefully they won't be able to. Why? Because we are saying what we see happening from our perspective. Freedom of speech. Is this 1776 again? Are we so mad, so angry, we're going to do something about it? Are we going to at least try to vote the right way and get our friends and neighbors to understand they need to vote the right way? Isn't that called freedom? Isn't that called freedom to express yourself and freedom to do the right things for your family, for your fellow man, and for everyone? So I'm going to close it out and say this. We need to band together. We need to be knowledgeable. We're going to give you, listen, if you want this 11 pages that Mo Brooks wrote up, just give us a call or go to the Facebook. I'll let you talk about that, Rusty. Go ahead and close us out.
Okay. Well, it is just about time for us to go. Another great program. We'll be back tomorrow night. I think Terry Adams joins us tomorrow night. And we appreciate everybody who tuned in. You can hear us on the podcast later if you missed it. And you can even download that for your listening pleasure a little bit later on. David Ernest is a financial guy. He is your asset preservationist. And you can call him at 279-7431. That's 279-7431.